This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hitting the high spots. Yes, you have done that. No filters. Well, there are a couple of filters here and there. Not a lot of them, though. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to us, we're pretty much on our game. Happy to be here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Off for a couple of days, getting loopy in wine country, right?
That's there. What we've tracked her down to.
She's
yeah.
a schmal. Let's call him a schmal yay, schmilway.
No, there's no it's a sommelier.
That too. So she and her dad go around and do wine tasting. He does a lot more of it than she does. Or he's a lot more thorough with his exam, let's put it that way. Anyway, thinking about what we have going on here, hoping that you're in great shape and you're beating all of the things that will bring you down, we'll try to bring you up a little bit, although I'm not sure this does it. The folks in Australia are very concerned about what's going on with COVID, as we all are. But they have warned citizens, if you have business in India, if you go to India, when you come back to Australia, we will put you in jail. Because they don't want to have, and this is pretty, you know, pretty tough stuff, but that's the Prime Minister yesterday apparently had seen a number of indicators, that, like a sevenfold increase, the percentage of people traveling from India coming to Australia that have tested positive for the virus. So the Prime Minister, a fellow named Scott Morrison, said this is about the health and well-being of our country. So if you feel compelled, if you have to go to India, you better stay there because you can't come back here. That's pretty drastic, but pretty...
Why would anyone want to go? They don't even have a hospital bed for you if you get sick. They don't have enough oxygen for the people who need it. Yeah. It is such a disaster right now.
Yep, sure is. No, don't go there. The TSA here announcing that it has extended through the 13th of September... orders requiring people to wear masks in transportation settings. That would be at the airport. That would be on the plane. That would be on a bus. That would be on a train. This doesn't hurt anything. I don't know that it. I don't know what it does at this point. But
It's extending to what was the date? September 13th.
September 13th. Yes. Yep.
So here's the thing that and this is what all of us, you know, in my group of friends talking about, you know, most of our gang commutes in and out of Manhattan. Well, if no one's office is opening up until September, which is pretty much what every company in Manhattan that we know of has said, including my husband's, but that's when everyone's going to need the 6-month booster. So how is that going to happen? People are going to start going back into the city, and then a week later they're going to need a booster? I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions, and this goes to any office.
That's been the case all along, Victoria. It's not just now.
I know, but I think it's fine for the... Well, I guess my point is, though, I have no problem with the TSA saying, look, prepare to wear a mask at least until mid-September, and they're probably going to have to extend that when they realize September and October are going to be the months where most people are going to need a booster.
How much
the pill or another shot?
Yeah, they're trying to do pills. How much blowback is there? We were talking earlier in the week about 12 to 15-year-olds getting vaccinated. Is that really necessary is the question, and I'm not sure that there's an answer to it.
That's supposed to get cleared by next week by the FDA. So kids 12 and older, they've been testing it. So, you know, I think if a lot of people say, and I think everyone's kind of in agreement, right, that we want kids back in school, and especially this fall, everybody, you know, they want everyone back in person. You know, the vaccine is the best and fastest, most efficient way to do that, especially for teachers who don't want to go back into the classroom. Which,
well,
I don't know why they're not all vaccinated themselves.
There are a lot of teachers' unions that are playing this up to the hilt, so I don't get too excited about what they have to say. Governor DeSantis in Florida suspending all restrictions that were put in place individually by counties and cities and stuff, so there are no restrictions there. I think the lady who's the mayor of South Dakota, the governor of South Dakota did the same thing there, if I'm not mistaken. I have to talk to Jennifer when Jennifer comes back about this woman who all of a sudden is getting a lot of attention, the governor of South Dakota, I forget what her name is.
Is it Kristi Noem?
Noem, that's it, right. She's everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. She's
making
a farmer's.
Hard play for, for running for president. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. Your state of New Jersey allowing restaurants, theaters, and other businesses to open up in 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, the governor made a big announcement. Yeah, in 2 weeks it's going to be, a lot more stuff will be open. You know, we're a tourist state. We are, we've got
a lot
an
of pressure.
Entire state length of beaches. So,
yep. Yeah,
and there is a lot of pressure. What's really kind of concerning, too, is that we still are considered to be a hot spot. We have a lot of people who are still sick with COVID. So, the new people who are getting COVID are not vaccinated. These are not breakthrough cases of people who have been vaccinated and now they're sick. These are people who refuse to get the vaccine, and they're the ones who are now ending up in the hospital. So I don't know what more do we have to say? Get the damn vaccine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go to Columbia, the protests down there are not about getting the vaccine, but about how irregularly the vaccine has been applied. The inequities, people dying, that kind of stuff, because they're fighting. Columbia's a pretty poor country, even though we all think of it as a drug haven. A lot of people are very rich. You talk about people coming to this country, or folks here who are using it for political advantage, keep talking about the difference between the rich and the poor. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. You got nothing going. There's no comparison to what's going on in Colombia. I hear these stories all the time from people that I know down there. The abject poverty in Colombia is something. It was like India. The places where the virus is still a problem is a place where in countries or circumstances in various countries where the poor live, as they don't have
access.
Well,
because they live on top of each other, too.
That's
how the virus started in Manhattan and in L.A. and major cities, especially Manhattan, where everybody lives on top of each other. We know how quickly and easily this virus spreads. And then when you add in no protection, there's no PPE, there's no barrier in places like India and Colombia. And I mean, even look at Brazil. One out of every three deaths this year is from COVID in Brazil, and only less than 10% of the population has been vaccinated. I forget that president of Brazil. What's his name? Is it Bolsonaro? Is that the guy? He's been a train wreck. He didn't want the vaccine, he's a mess. But yeah, you look at these
crapper.
These poverty-stricken countries.
The hand sanitizer thing is something I feel very strongly about as a recall of 11 different products, but I don't think you should be using it in the first place. There's no reason to use it. Wash your hands with hot water and soap and forget about all these sanitizers. They essentially are really bad for you, and if you continue to use them, it will have a negative impact on your gut, on your immune system. So generally speaking, if you're I know that there's a warning out for a number of different products that basically all came out of the same factory. But why? Just don't use it. You don't need to.
Wash your hands. Oh, I just had this conversation with my mom about my father, who was never a hand sanitizer, wipe person at all. He would just wash his hands, and the pandemic made everybody, it turned everybody into this, everything's hand sanitizer. I don't like it. I had to use it going into the mega site to get my vaccine because they make everybody do it. But I wasn't going to make a stink about it. But other than that, no, I do not like any of this stuff. The danger of this recall, it's 11 different products that were sold at Ulta stores, which, ladies, we all know Ulta for all the makeup and skincare stuff, TJ Maxx and Marshalls. The problem is that, as you wind through the TJ Maxx and Marshalls line, all this hand sanitizer stuff is lined
all
up
over
in,
the
like,
place.
So you have to run the gamut of hand sanitizer to get to the register, and that's when people pick it up. I've seen this constantly.
Well, it's a big profit center because it costs nothing to make it. So right. They charge you, they overcharge you for it. Doesn't cost anything to make, and it
and
really essentially is not
right
good for
the
you.
End. It's bad. Horrible for you. And in this really case, bad. It's because it contains methanol, which is wood alcohol, and all this stuff. And there have been so many recalls throughout the pandemic of different types of hand sanitizer. This is the spray kind. So if you bought any type of spray hand sanitizer from a TJ Maxx or any of the store's Home Goods, it's all in that same parent company, I would toss it immediately. Don't even bother using it. It's not worth it.
I'd bring it back and get your money back. That's what I do.
Yes,
I don't want to give it. So the one other item here, Maria Menounos' mother died of COVID.
This was very sad.
Talking
well,
about
no, she had a brain tumor.
Her. Yeah. Well, both of them did. The daughter and the mother had a brain tumor. Remember?
Yeah.
When
yes,
Maria had
Maria's,
it?
Yep, Maria's was benign.
She overcame it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but her mom had a very aggressive type of brain cancer. So it's sad. I love Maria. She used to
she's
be a regular on our
so
show
cheerful.
On Sirius.
Yeah,
she's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah. She's absolutely stunningly gorgeous in person. She's just a really great person.
She's a
it's
clean kind
hard.
Of. I sat next to her on the plane coming back from L.A. once. We had a nice conversation. I didn't know who she was. So frankly, and just she was wearing sunglasses, but we got off onto talking about some stuff, and she was very nice, very.
She's a Bostonian.
Yep, she is. That's why she was on the plane. All right, 17 after the hour. Don't forget about what's trending and how you get it through the download, the DJV download every day. We have a couple of them that you probably would get a kick out of. No more Dodger dogs at Dodger Stadium. No. Wowie zowie. So that's one of the things in the recent DJV download. Also, the passing of actress Olympia Dukakis. And then we talk on the download that's up today about Josh Duggar. Is it Duggar? It is Duggar, right? I always
Duggar,
ask that
yeah.
question. Yeah. What a jerk he is. Morgan Wallen and what's happened to him at the Billboard Music Awards. That's there. And the J-Lo and Ben Affleck friendship that's trending. You can catch that. And other download episodes of what's going on here on the DJV program every single day, DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, boys and girls.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Time and every hour for what's going on with social media, the trending items. This is yummy, yummy, yummy. Not so good for your tummy, though. White Castle. They don't have them up north, but they're all over the place in the south. And I think south, the mid-south.
There's some in Jersey.
Are they really?
In Ohio.
Yeah.
There's one in Brooklyn, too, here. I think, in New York. Yeah.
White
Long
Castle.
Island.
They always represented the cheapest, awful, you know, supposed to be really what you get in a hamburger or a White Castle. You're not sure where it came from. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it has now changed. I think they've cleaned up their act, haven't they? And now they're opening new ones here and there. What's this latest development that's a trendy
thing? Wow. I feel like there's a resurgence of White Castle when Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, that film came out. It was like everybody was like, oh, wait, White Castle, what? There's a grand opening in Orlando. It is the biggest White Castle. There is the largest freestanding White Castle. And it brought so many people out that, I mean, the line was over an over 4 miles, or no,
wow.
Over a mile, and people had to wait over 4 hours.
What? For
some people
White
actually
Castle
got up.
Hamburger?
Yeah, some people actually got up in the middle of the night to go get in line just to be one of the first few, like starting at
good
3 a.m.
God. What else do they have? Besides, do they have other things on the menu? I've never been to a White Castle, so
I've
I don't know what.
I've never been to one either. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. From the movie Harold and Kumar, I know they have those little cheeseburgers and fries.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else,
right,
though.
The fries are supposed to be very good. I've not ever had any, but I hear from friends of mine who have gone there and had a nice time. Anyway, next up, Caitlyn Jenner is in the focus. Good or bad? What's going on?
Well, one of her stances as she runs for governor is that trans girls should not be competing in girls' sports. And there is a doctor, Dr. Veronica Ivy, who is saying the polar opposite, says that those claims are unfounded and unjust. There's no evidence trans girls perform better in sports than cisgender girls. And Dr. Ivy was biologically born a boy, and she has competed in women's sports. She was a competitive cyclist, and she placed first at the UCI Women's Masters Track World Championship for the women's 35 to 44 age bracket.
I saw the story of a Russian weightlifter, a muscle man, who had like 23-inch arms. He was huge, and he said he wanted to be a woman. So he had the operation, and now competes on the the women's front and is so huge still that none of the women are getting ticked off that, you know, this was allowed. And I could see where that would happen in some circumstances, just because they have a sex change operation. Whatever estrogen they put in your body isn't going to necessarily wipe out all of the testosterone that's there, right? Does that make sense?
But I disagree. Well, I disagree with that because in high school, in like we used to scrimmage the boys' teams in sports all the time. Sometimes we won, sometimes they won. Yeah. And there's been some other young ladies who they wanted to say they want to play football. Well, there's not a girls' football team, so they were allowed to try out for the boys' team, and they made the team.
Nothing wrong with that.
Some people have brought up wrestling. Well, what about wrestling? Well, you wrestle for your weight class anyway, so what does that matter?
Well, if you watch the foolishness on TV, every once in a while the women come up and beat out the men.
Right, but this is a trans. This is just basically anti-trans, because everything that Jay just said is the exact same argument that trans people are making and parents are making who have trans kids who want to play sports. It's the same thing. If your daughter is good enough to be the quarterback on the football team, well, no one's going to say anything against that. So it's the same thing, but it's just the fact that it's trans, and there's so much anti-trans out there right now. There's so much sentiment of that, which I don't understand, because they don't understand it. They don't understand the science. They don't understand the emotional aspect of it. It's just, it's really a bummer for kids who are already having a hard enough time.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
And to have somebody in the trans community saying this is kind of damaging.
All right, well, there it is. Food for thought. Lots of comments. Help yourself at DJV Show. All our social media there. 28 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and two extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The border crisis with the surge of people trying to get into the United States is a real threat to national security. Republican Texas Congressman August Pfluger tells Fox News this is not a partisan issue.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to the point that, look, this is not a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. This is an issue that's facing our country, and yet President Biden, Vice President Harris have done nothing. They haven't been to the border and visited to see what's going on. And, you know, these are Band-Aid fixes that really aren't addressing the heart of the issue, which is the fact that their policy is the reversal of the Trump policies because of their visceral hatred for those, you know, just that word, are causing the influx and just a massive surge of illegal immigrants to our southern border.
With 2,200 migrants apprehended a day just in the Rio Grande sector, Congressman Pfluger says his district is being seriously challenged.
Well, we're seeing exactly that, and it's actually affecting my district. You know, we're not on the border. We're about 100 miles removed at the closest point. But just on Friday, we found 33 Guatemalans in a stash house in Midland, Texas. This is unacceptable, and it's the human trafficking. I've talked about it before. It's the coyotes, the cartels, the criminal activity that are moving the numbers that you just mentioned through our country. And look, I mean, right now it's hitting Texas really hard. It's hitting Arizona. It's hitting the border states. But guess what? It's coming to the rest of the United States, and we're going to see that activity in stash houses just like we see here.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria. J is the J because the other J is finked out on us. Ever heard that expression before, finked out?
No,
Yeah, that was a popular. That we used to use in school on Thursday when it was Queers Day. If you wore yellow on Thursday, it was you were considered queer.
That was that's not happening in schools anymore.
No, it isn't. But it's very interesting. I participated last Saturday night in a trivia contest with a bunch of my friends here in town to support a group called Out Metro West, which is a group of women and men who have declared themselves, and the children as they come along that are declaring themselves as well. It was a good exercise for me because I wasn't familiar with the group, A, a lot of my political friends wanted me to participate, and B, because I saw a lot of things going on that I felt that I needed to educate myself on. You know, we were talking about that earlier with regard to the athletes and what they encounter when they change their gender or whatever it is. And some of the fear that is based or built around people because they just don't know. You know, I don't have anything to do with him. He's gay, or, you know, or whatever the stuff is. But the point I'm making after having made the silly comment I just made was these kids in high school call themselves queer. They refer to themselves as queer kids.
Yeah, a lot and of it, kids. Yeah, they yeah. choose that. Yeah.
Yeah, they choose it, and it just seemed strange to me. But it was a good educational experience, and the team that I was on had let's see here, the two state reps, and the fellow who's my friend running for mayor, and who is the other one? Oh, the I don't remember, chairman of school committee something, and I was. I said to Maria, who's the state rep, I'm the only non-politician here, and she said to me, you're a politician. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I get involved in local politics.
You're an unelected official.
Yes, I am. I'm sort of that one of those people. And I talk a lot about it with my friends. I actually think about it a lot. This is another thing that is very good and very healthy for you to pursue, as long as we're talking about things that are kind of healthy. The business of talking to yourself. You ever find, I remember... I guess it came back up when I listened to Miles. Miles has great stories that he tells to himself as he's building toys and things in his room. He's always talking. He's got a story that goes with him. And I remember as a kid, I was always talking to myself. And as an adult, I have often talked to myself. And I don't know whether people think that that's the same as self-talk. I don't think you have to outwardly talk to yourself to be self-talking. But I think a lot of times people think, why wouldn't you talk to yourselves? You know, you may be working through problems, and oftentimes it happens that you can talk your way through them pretty well. There are some interesting studies that show most cases that you're working on, if you're trying to talk to yourself, the decisions that you make are probably right if you've talked them through or thought them through to yourself. Any of you ladies do any talking to yourself?
I mean,
yeah. Usually when I'm, like, lost or something.
Usually in the car or singing. Like, I will sing things that I'm actually doing. Like,
oh, really?
When I'm cooking, I start kind of narrating what I'm doing through song.
Uh-huh. That's nothing wrong with that. That's good. And you know what? It makes you feel good. I was interested in the new poll that shows that we as Americans are pretty optimistic about the year ahead. The majority are, 64% in fact, optimistic about the direction the country is going. Let's see, the last time the country came close to that level of optimism about the coming year was in December of 2006, when 61% said they were optimistic about where the country was going. Of course, there are, you know, a lot of Americans don't like the way the country's going. And that tends to be is sort of in a political consideration. A slim majority of Americans in the new survey think that Biden is compromising the right amount with congressional Republicans. See, I wish that that wasn't part of the conversation. Just talk about whether you're optimistic or not. It doesn't have to be about politics. It can be about everything. Are you optimistic that we're going to get through the pandemic? And are you optimistic that your, you know, finances are going to be better next year than they are this year, or that sort of thing? You don't have, everything does not have to be about politics, frankly. And even though most of the shows that are on the radio, talk radio, are about politics, that's not what I want to do here with everybody. Doesn't need it. Yeah, do we touch on it? Sure. It's important to have a working knowledge of what's going on, but there are so many other things going down. There was a massive child sex website that police apparently have taken down. It was a global operation. Did you see this? There were three suspects that were accused of maintaining this site. When I see these sorts of things, I wonder why. What is it about this stuff that makes, maybe that's my naivete. I don't get it. It's what it is. I don't know. I just don't get it. And I find it very distressful. There are a lot of these people around. And, you know, but sometimes they are confused by the simple-mindedness of thinking, well, you know, sex translation, if you have a transgender person around, are they, you know, doing strange things with people sexually? It's a whole lack of education thing that goes with it. And I go back to schools because the school systems have, in many circumstances, many places, outlawed the health education courses because there's sex ed included in it, and they don't want their kids to learn how to do it. That's basically the bottom line. If you can think that one through, get back to me and explain it to me, because I don't get it. But I know that we need our the children coming along today are lacking so many things in their education, civics, phys ed, things learning about the body, the biology of one's body, how you grow, how your body functions, all that stuff. Amazing, the naivete that youngsters have about that. And, you know, that takes goes into, you know, kids that are teenagers that have sex, they don't understand how they get the girl gets pregnant. I only had sex with her once. You know, that kind of stuff. You've heard that, ladies. You must have heard a lot of that. Did you hear a lot of that when you were in high school? Did you have
that? No, sex ed was very much a part of our curriculum.
Really?
Yeah. So nobody had any. Yeah, exactly. Nobody had any misconceptions about how a misconception could happen.
A misconception.
We knew how it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you'd like to think people would learn that at home, too, right? The birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, all that stuff.
I think a lot of parents would rather just not have that awkward conversation and just let the schools do it, and then schools aren't doing it, so then you've got a problem.
Well, there's more of a conversation. It's not just the physicality of it, but the emotions tied to it and all of the different effects and consequences. I think that parents should have the mental aspect of that conversation where schools are teaching the actual health, you know, the physical of it.
Right. All right. EPA in the focus. I hope they're not going to go back to the way it was with Obama. There was way too much EPA interference in a lot of things. But this is probably good, depending on what the science is behind it. There's long been this thing about gas that's used as coolants in refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, that sort of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? The hydrofluorocarbons that are in these greenhouse gases that come out of refrigerators and air conditioners, that sort of thing. So now they've changed this rule about 10 times in the last 15 or 20 years. I know because I had to buy the coolant for the coolers on the farm to keep the ice cream frozen and stuff. So we buy, and you don't really charge your air conditioning if you have a window unit, but you would charge your system if you have a household unit. There's a place to leaks and stuff, or the air conditioning in your car. They're more prone to develop leaks than anything else. But they're phasing out a lot of these things that were pretty bad for the environment. But I don't know, they can't seem to come to an agreement as to what really doesn't hurt the environment. So they keep changing the rules, and people buy a lot of this stuff, and then it's outlawed, and they don't have anything to do with it. And, you know,
Well, this was actually signed under Trump. This is not a Biden thing, but this is, you know, this is something that Biden has said going back to, I think, 2016 or something, 2015, that this is something that was important. This is part of the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act. It's called AIM.
Yeah.
And so the things that the new EPA under Biden, what they're focusing on is it's not just the phase out, which it's going to take 15 years, by the way. It's not just like an immediate thing. But
they've been doing it for 15 years already, too, Victoria. They've been changing things. They had different rules put in 15, 20 years ago. And now they're changing them again. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, this is the U.S. production and the use of the gases over the next 15 years. That's the 85% decrease is what they're looking at. But the manufacturing part, which is, you know, as we know, this is a big part of what Biden campaigned on, and, you know, manufacturing is a big thing for him. So the AIM Act also promotes technologies that capture and store carbon dioxide that's produced by these manufacturing plants and things like that. So it's really calling for innovation. And, you know, Elon Musk has been working on this for the last couple of years. Japan has technology that they've developed to actually capture carbon dioxide and remove it from the atmosphere. And so I think We have to be more innovative. Elon Musk has said that. He said you are never going to have more people and a workforce that's larger or as nearly as large as China or India. He said, so you have to be smarter. If you're not going to have enough people, then you have to have better technology. And I agree with him. And I think he's kind of at the forefront of with a lot of this stuff. The Tesla plant down in, I think there's one in California and one in, was it North Carolina? I thought he had one on the East Coast, but you know, those are all wind and solar powered, and so they're, you know, he's been putting his money where his mouth is, and you know, he's not just making electric cars and then, you know, using fossil fuels to build them.
So he's now the wealthiest man in the world, right? Is Bezos?
I think
it goes back and forth.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought
but
Bezos still was.
His wealth rose about $13-14 billion in a single day. The fact that he's worth about $200 billion now, which is 1.6 million times that of the average American family, just so you have the stats here. The difference between him buying cheap apples and expensive apples probably doesn't mean too much with him. I always buy expensive apples, frankly, because I think they're much better. Anyway, if it's very interesting to put all of these things together. Let's say, just for the fun of it, that he went to Whole Foods. Organic Honeycrisp apples cost $3.99 a pound. And the other, that's like $6.4 million to the average. The average person pays $3.99 a pound who make an average salary. If you compare that to what Elon Musk is worth, or he makes, he'd be paying the equivalent of $6.4 million for a pound of Honeycrisp apples. Does that make any... I mean, think about it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Just interesting. A woman accused of drug possession and stalking pretended to be a prosecutor and dropped all the charges against her. Showed up. This is in Littleton, New Hampshire. Lisa Langdon allegedly used the court system electronically to file documents that would drop charges in the three separate cases against her. She falsified documents to waive filing fees in a lawsuit she filed to halt guardianship proceedings for her child. She apparently is a forensic examiner, works for the state. She had access to the computer system in the state, so she got into the system and basically dropped all the charges that had been leveled against her by a DA. That's pretty kind of clever when you think about it, right?
Clever criminal, yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the everyday, you get tired of talking about the everyday average criminal. It's much more fun to talk about those that are unusual, that use their, you know, that use their head. I find that to be appealing, frankly. I'd like to know a woman who's smart like that. I don't know if I want to know a woman who's a criminal. I probably haven't. I just didn't know it. 48 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
54 after the hour now in the DJV program. Time for a visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. One of the great things about Jack and his camaraderie with his wife Mary is that they work so closely together, so well together. And over the last 3 or 4 days, I've gotten notes from both of them, basically focusing on their new newsletter.
Yes.
That is ready for
distribution. This is kind of a cool thing because what I respect about you and Mary is the research that you do and things that are hard, that are difficult to talk about, whether it be on the air or whether, you know, you put post things on social media and Twitter decides to take them down. So you have a new newsletter that is a hard copy that actually gets mailed to people, right?
Yes. Yeah, 12 issues, 12 monthly issues, 8 pages.
Yeah.
With lots of research, and it's all the forbidden stuff I've always referred to when we, you know, in our podcasts, in our webinars, things that we don't necessarily want digitized.
Yeah.
Because it's too easy to spread too fast, and you know, it's there are all these things that people always want me to go into greater depth.
Give us an example. What's an example? Give us one tidbit from the 8 pages that's out now.
The growing, well, it's not in the current edition, but it would be in the certainly the next one that will come out just in a couple of weeks, is the growing number of people who are having vaccine adverse side effects who didn't get the vaccine, but they're having the same side effects just being in company with those who have.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How the heck did that work?
Oh, at the VAERS reporting system with the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, more and more adverse reactions are being reported simply by people being in close proximity. Not necessarily on the level of sex, so that certainly would qualify. Being in a workstation around home, friends that are close to one another, within a few feet of one another, shaking hands, hugging, this kind of stuff, because this thing is a gene-altering chemical injection, that this vaccine.
Which one?
There's
RNA and there's DNA.
The mRNA, the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Right.
And there is a tremendous growing percentage of people who are not getting the second shot simply because of the reactions they're having with the first one.
So then the question is going to be from people who have had the shots or people who are not concerned about the future but the now of it, and whether this protects or doesn't protect. You know, you have, and Mary, we've talked a lot when we've been together in various forums,
sure,
that you don't want to wear a mask and you don't like the vaccines. So the average person who's slathering himself with all of those various things that are supposed to get rid of all the germs, you know, that's something that's really very bad for you. But how do you, you know, the question comes, and it's a good one, how do you keep from getting the virus? And you can say building up an immune system, but there's a lot of other stuff, the variables there.
Well, it also goes into the next edition, also goes into building the immune system. Doing the thing. ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com.
ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com.
To subscribe.
All right. Calitrin is the way to lose weight. Jack knows this. You know this by listening to me for the past 4-plus years talking about how to make sure you keep the weight off, get yourself healthy, and keep yourself healthy with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula you can find at their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.